Sarah, welcome back. Sarah's here as well. Back from vacation at Pine Knoll Shores. You know, last Monday we arrived to Monday's show by being able to tell you that Brian took 20,000 steps on a Saturday afternoon.
Good.
Over 10 miles walked because we went to the U.S. Open. Now I'm curious to ask Sarah the same question because you were on vacation last week.
I was on the beach, and that is all I did.
Now, were you a big walker, or was there barely steps for you? What side of this were you on,
well,
Sarah?
Well, I'm like your father-in-law, Mike, where I can't sit still, but my best friend, Shannon, who I was there alone with for 4 days, is the exact opposite. So she wrestled me into a chair and said, "Don't move," so I didn't hardly move at all.
What does this mean? How many steps? Do you have a Fitbit watch or anything like that, Sarah?
I have my phone. I don't do Fitbits. I don't like them.
Okay.
I don't want to be stressed out by something on my wrist. So I will say, though, on on Tuesday, let's see, I took 965 steps.
Oh! So you almost cracked 1,000 on one
almost.
Day.
Didn't even crack 1,000.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then on Friday, I took 533 steps.
Did you even leave the kitchen that day?
I know. I never left the beach. It is literally all we did.
500 steps in a whole day.
Yes, it was awesome.
That's glorious.
That's like walking from your bedroom to the kitchen. Then you said your setup was actually very close to the sand beach, right?
Oh, it was on the beach. Yeah, I just walked to the beach and just sat there.
Now, that is the type of vacation that you need to commit to. I am proud of you. For somebody that has a list for everything, an agenda of going to Wegmans and doing your laundry and doing everything that you want to do during your day.
And being a mom.
The fact that there's being a mom, but Sarah, you do like write down a list for everything with like 20 different things on it every single day. My point is, like, you always have to have the next thing in front of you.
True.
I'm glad that you didn't have that next thing in front of you and you only took 570 steps in one day. Good for you,
Thank
Sarah.
Thank you. Yeah, it was very, very hard for me in the beginning. Like, I was pacing the house that we were in. I was pacing the condo, just fiddling, like not doing anything. And then by day three, I got real good at it.
How did Shannon help you with that?
Well, I kept saying, "You want to go to the aquarium? You want to go do this? And she's like, "No, I'm not leaving this condo. We are staying here."
And good for her.
And then it just kind of...
She was your discipline.
Big time. And Eddie was the most excited about it. He's like, "This is exactly what you needed, was to sit still."
Yeah. For somebody that has to see the pacing all the time, every single day.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm glad my wifey only took 570 steps in one day. Good for you, Sarah.
Thank you. It was awesome.
I hope you take
back
that into future vacations.
I know. I need to. Although
it's tough. I get it.
It's
not
so
just
hard for me.
Not future vacations. Just simply on a Wednesday afternoon, Brian.
Well, I get it. You get caught up doing stuff. You have the checklist and you're going. But
yes,
it's good when you realize power what down. 500 steps in a day will do for your body and your mind.
It's awesome.
That's great.
Thanks, Brian.
Good.
Thanks, Kyle.
Sarah, welcome back. In the meantime, Justin Timberlake has spoken for the first time since his arrest last week. That's coming up in 3 minutes on Mix.